here this morning.
非常欢迎今天每一个人今天上午。
And to this non-coronavirus atmosphere.
对，来到我们没有病毒的环境。
And we got a couple of new folks this morning. Do you know these folks?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you know them, but they haven't been here before.
They've been here
a long time ago. Oh, okay, welcome again. Okay. And who else? Anybody else new this morning? Same old people again. Okay. Let's open in prayer. Father, it's a rainy, cool day in British Columbia, but thank you for your warm heart toward us today.
主啊，这是一个寒冷而雨季的天气在 BC， 但是我们为您那温暖的心献上感恩。
We are delighted to sit down with these our friends and to open the Word of God.
我们很高兴。朋友们坐下来翻开神的话。
And today we're hoping to see the Lord Jesus on every page of our Bible.
我们今天盼望在圣经里每一页看见主耶稣基督。
We know he's the most important person in the universe.
我们知道他是全宇宙最重要的那个人。
And so as we study, we will need your Spirit's help to understand.
当我们学习的时候，我们需要您属灵的帮助来理解。
And then also to apply the truth that we understand to our life.
也把我们明白的真理应用在我们的生活里。
If there's any here this morning that have not become a Christian yet,
对于那今天听见还没有成为基督徒的人
，We hope that today will be the day of salvation for them.
我们盼望今天是他们得救的日子。
And we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们这样的感恩和祈求，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Okay, I do have some extra outlines up here.
我有一些单张啊多的，大家有没有
？Anybody needs one？
没有这个单张的举手。
These are 50% discount because they're only black and white。
这个打五折，因为它是黑白的，不是彩色的。
Anybody need one？ Okay, very good. Somebody else over here? One, two, two. There we go.Two, okay. Leona, very good. Okay, if you have a Bible, we're going to be reading from John's Gospel chapter 9 this morning.
如果你有圣经呢，我们会从约翰福音的九章开始读起。
This is a great story about a blind man.That the Lord Jesus is going to heal.
这是在讲一个耶稣要医一个眼睛瞎的人。
And we want to start by reading the last verse of John chapter 9. It's our key verse for the chapter.
我们还是先从九章的最后一节读起，因为这是这一章的最重要的关键经文。
And for those of you who have not been here for the other sessions,we're jumping into the middle now of about six or seven weeks.
我们其实前面已经讲了有六七周了，讲这个主题啊，所以这是我们从当中开始要切进来的，对于大家新来的人来说。
So let me read verse 41 of John 9.
我们读九章四十一节。
Jesus said to them, "If you were blind,You would have no sin, but now you say, we see, therefore your sin remains.
耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了，但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
So without any background or context, that would be a very difficult verse to understand.
如果没有任何的上下文呢，这是一个非常难解的经文。
The verse would, if we just took the verse literally, it would say that if you are blind, you don't have any sin.
那这个字面的意思呢，就是你如果是瞎了，你就没有罪。
But if you say, no, I'm not blind, I see, then you do have sin. Your sin remains.
那如果你说我没有瞎，我还能看见，那你的罪就还在。
And so this verse can only be understood in light of the whole chapter. Because we don't get the whole context, we are not going to understand that verse.
那这个经文呢，只能是在整章的背景里哈，除了上下文呢，我们没办法理解这节。
That's the reason that I entitled your outline right at the top, Will the Real Blind Man Please Stand Up?
所以我们这就是为什么整个系列的名字叫做题目叫做那真瞎眼的请站起来。
Of course, we're not talking about those who are physically blind.
所以我们并不是在讲呢肉体瞎眼的人。
It would be rather ridiculous if the blind man in the story went around in the community saying,I'm not blind. I'm not blind. Everybody knew he was blind.
这会一个很奇怪的现象，就如果一个瞎子或者很多瞎子在社区里走，然后他对别人说呢，我没有瞎，我没有瞎。这会因为每个人知道他是瞎的，这会很奇怪。
So in the story, we're going to move from physical blindness to spiritual blindness.
所以在这个故事里呢，我们会从物理的眼瞎呢，来转换到一个属灵的眼瞎的话题。
And when we get through the story, I think you will understand the last verse. I hope you will.
对，当我们解完整个故事，你就能理解最后一节了。
Okay, so we must read the scriptures, and we're going to read the whole chapter, all 41 verses.
我们需要读整个一章啊，一共四十一章，然后我们再能理解这故事。
Okay, let's start and go this direction, and we'll go around the table. And when Jeet reads, then Fiona, you can read. If you don't want to read, just pass. You don't have to read. Okay.
好，我们用In Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay. 我们用中文啊，一人一节顺序读下去啊，然后我们这一圈读完，就后面的弟兄姊妹顺序读。耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？”
耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。”
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
我在世上的时候是世上的光。
耶稣说了这话，就吐沫在地上，又吐沫或泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，
对他说：“你往希洛亚池子里去洗。”希洛亚翻出来就是奉差遣，他去一洗，回头就看见。他的邻舍和那受藏见他是讨饭的，就说：“这不是那从前做的讨饭的人吗？”
有人说是他，又有人说不是，却是像他。他自己说是我。
他们对他说：“你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？”
他回答说：“有一个人名叫耶稣，他和泥抹我的眼睛，对我说：‘你往希罗亚池子里去洗。’我去一洗就看见了。”
他们说：“那个人在哪里？”他说：“我不知道。”
法利赛人调查医治的事，他们把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里。
耶稣和泥开他的眼睛，日子是安息日。
法利赛人也问他是怎么得看见的，瞎子对他们说：“他把泥抹在我的眼睛上，我去一洗就看见。”
法利赛人中有的说：“这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。”又有人说：“
一个罪人怎能行这样的神迹呢？他们就起了纷争。
他们就对瞎子说，他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人呢？他说是个先知。
犹太人不信他从前是瞎眼后来能看见的，等到叫了他的父母来
问他们说，这是你们的儿子吗？你们说他生来是瞎眼的，如今怎么能看见了呢？
OK, Fiona.
他父母回答说，他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，就是我们知道，至于他如今怎么能看见，我们却不知道，是谁开了他的眼睛，我们也不知道。他已经成了人，你们问他吧，他自己必能说。
他父母这说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了。若有人耶稣是基督，就把他赶出会场。
因此他父母说，他已经成了人，你们问他吧。
所以法利赛人第二次叫了那从前瞎眼的人来，对他说，你该将荣耀归给神，我们知道这个人是个罪人。
他说，他是个罪人不是，我不知道，有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。
他们就问他说，他向你做什么？是怎么开了你的眼睛呢？
他回答说，我方才告诉你们，你们不听，为什么又要听呢？莫非你们也要做他的门徒吗？
他们就骂他说，你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。
神对摩西说话是我们知道的，只是这个人我们不知道他从哪里来。
那人回答说，他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他从哪里来，这真是奇怪。
我们知道神不听罪人，没有信奉神遵循他旨意的，谁才听他？
从创世以来，未曾听见有人把生来是瞎子的眼睛开了。
这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
他们回答说，你全然生在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？于是把他赶出去了。
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他就说，你信神的儿子吗？
他回答说，主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我相信他呢？
耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。
耶稣说，我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。
同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说，难道我们也瞎了眼吗？
耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了，但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪才在。
Okay, thank you for that reading. Now, the reason we read that whole chapter is to give us an overview. We need to get the story in our mind.
所以我们读整章呢，是让我们有一个总览啊，我们需要在这个脑子里有这个故事的印象。
So in the story, we've already looked at any places or geography that has been mentioned in the story.
所以在这故事里，我们已经读到了地理上的许多的地方。
You'll see that under your outline, places mentioned.
所以在单章里呢，有地方提到的地方。
We got the temple is mentioned, then the world, pool of Siloam, and synagogue.
有提到圣殿，提到世界，提到希罗亚池子和会堂。
Whenever you're studying the Bible, if you're studying a portion of Scripture, you should get your pencil out and start writing down certain things. You say, well, where did this happen? And start writing out the geography or the places.
所以当你在读圣经的时候呢，你总是要拿一支笔呢，你把这些地理上的或你读到的一些点呢，可以写下来。
Another thing you can do, and what we did here, is that you can make a list of all of the people that are mentioned in the chapter.
那其另外呢，我们也要把这个人名啊，像我们这里提到的人名也都记下来。
And this is a longer list you see on your outline.
在我们的单章里，这个列表就长了。
And we're not going to take time this morning to review all of that, but these are people that are mentioned.
那我们不会花时间再回顾啊，但是这些是提到的人。
So this morning, We're going to go to what I have called the storyline, how the narrative unfolds the story.
今天早晨呢，我们会开始讲故事线啊，就是作者怎么把这个故事展开的。
So, now, is there anyone here that could give me an overview, a short summary of the story? Does anybody, do you have the story in your mind? Can you share that with us?
有没有人可以今天上午把这个故事呢总结给我们听呢？就把它的梗概告诉我们。
This is not a trick question. Just what do you glean from the story? How do you see it?
这不是一个有技巧的问题，就是问问大家有没有像拾谷子一样拾到一些这个故事的内容。
Okay, the story is about a blind man and who lives in a community where everybody knows him.
就是讲一个瞎子，他住在一个社区里呢，每个人都认识他。
It's also a story about how the disciples began to ask questions about why this man was blind.
也讲到了一个门徒们当看见这个瞎子，他开始门徒们问问题，问这个人为什么是瞎的。
It's also a story of how Jesus heals the blind man.
也是一个故事，讲到耶稣是怎么医治这个瞎子的。
And then the great commotion or controversy that was caused by the healing.
也讲到这因着医治来的巨大的冲突。
It sort of seems that in the story, people cannot agree on who healed him and how he was healed.
所以在这个很有意思的故事里呢，人们没有办法达成一致，就是关于他是怎么得医治的，谁医治了他。
And so people had different opinions, and they said, "Well, we'll ask his parents. At least they would know."
人们有不同意见，所以会说呢，我们来问他的父母，看他们怎么说。
You know, so they get mom and dad into the story, and mom and dad go, "Well, we don't really want to get involved very much in this story."
他们把爸爸妈妈叫来呢，这父母就说呢，哎呀，我们也不想卷到这事里去。
He said, "He's a grown man. Ask him."
他说，他是一个成年人，你们问他吧。
And then eventually, the religious leaders kicked this man who had been healed. They cast him out. They kicked him out of the synagogue.
所以最终呢，宗教人士呢就把他从会堂里赶出去了。
And guess who found him?
猜谁找到他呢？
The Lord Jesus found him.
主耶稣找到他。
And then this blind man began to understand who the Lord Jesus was.
所以这个瞎子呢就开始理解谁是耶稣。
I'll show you a brief progression. Look at verse number 11.
好，我们来看一下十一节，我们看看一些进展。
They say to this blind man, "How did it happen? How were your eyes opened?"
他们就说呢，你是怎么眼睛开的啊？
Notice his response. He says in verse 11. A man called Jesus did it.
然后第十一节他说有一个人名叫耶稣他做的。
And in verse 17,
第十七节
they're asking him again, "How did this happen? How did your eyes open?" And in verse 17 he said, "Oh, he is a prophet."
别人还是问他你怎样你的眼怎么开的，他回答说他是个先知。
And in verse 33, after asking him again, the blind man said, "If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." So he says, a man did it, a prophet did it, and he's got to be from God. He's from God.
33节，瞎子又说呢，这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。所以他先说这是耶稣，又承认他是 先知更说呢，这是从神来的。
And finally, in verse 38, the blind man said to Jesus, "Lord," and he worshipped him.
到38节他就说主啊，他就开始敬拜耶稣。
So just the progression, verse 11, a man, in verse 17, a prophet, in verse 33, from God, and in verse 38, Lord.
所以这是一个进展啊，他对主认识的进展，先是耶稣，先知，从神来的，最后是主。
Now, let's think about our understanding of who Jesus is.
想一想我们的理解啊，耶稣是谁。
Because I think many of us are just like this blind man.
因为我们很多人呢，就像是瞎子一样。
At the beginning, somebody might say to us, "Now there is a man called Jesus."
有的人呢，可能一开始会说，哦，有一个人叫耶稣，跟我们说。
And maybe that's all we know, the historical Jesus.
这是我们可能对耶稣全部的了解，一个历史上的人叫耶稣。
And then as we keep reading our Bible and getting more information, we understand, well, and he's a prophet, all right, because he's from God.
然后我们呢，开始读圣经，我们了解更多，我们承认他是个先知，他是从神来的。
And then as we grow in our understanding, we read scriptures like this. It was that man who is a prophet from God who created the world in which we live. He is Lord over everything.
我们再了解他，那我们意识到他这个先知从神来的，他还是创造万有的造物主，他是全地的主。
So even Jesus himself said, "All power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth."
即使耶稣自己也说呢，天上地下一切的权柄已经给了他。
So it's okay to grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus, but keep growing, keep understanding.
所以非常好，你去读啊，去增长你对耶稣的知识，所以持续的读，持续的了解他。
In the 4 or 5 years that we have been coming here, I have personally met a lot of people who said, "I'm not a Christian, but I'm learning."
所以我来这里，服侍这个地方已经4-5年了。那我碰到很多人都说，哎，我不了解耶稣，但是我在学习。
If that is your story today, keep learning.
如果这也是你今天的故事呢，我要鼓励你们，你要继续。
The Bible says, "If you seek, you will find."
因为圣经说，你寻找就一定能寻见。
And the Lord Jesus said, "If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me."
然后主耶稣说，你用你的全尽心尽性啊来寻求他，你就会发现他，你会找到他。
Now let's look at the storyline, verse number 1.
我们来读这个故事的链条啊，第一节。
In verse 1, we've suggested Jesus passes by on your outline.
我们列出来的一个词组是耶稣过去的时候。
Well, just let me read the verse again. Okay. "Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth."
我们读完这节经文，耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼。
There are at least 3 things that we can learn from this verse.
至少有三件事呢，我们可以从这节经文里读到。
Jesus has completely evaluated this man just by seeing him as he passed by.
所以耶稣呢，已经完全评估了这个人，就当他看见他从前面过去的时候。
Now remember, Jesus is God the Son.
记得耶稣是圣子。
And Jesus knows everything.
耶稣知道每一件事。
He knows the day that you were conceived in secret.
他知道，你 他知道你的那个日子啊，你在秘密中出生在母腹的时候。
In Psalm 139, it says he has a plan for your life.
在诗篇三十九的里面，他说他对你的生命有一个计划。
At that point, you're just still in the womb. You're just this little unformed seed here. But God says, I got it. I know who that is. I love them. I have a plan for their life. You're not even born yet.
所以在你未成形还没出生的时候呢，神就知道，他说我知道他，我对他有个计划。你趁着他没有出来。
The incredible thing is that he knows that about the person on your left and the person on your right as well.
那很神奇的是，他也知道你身边左边和右边的那个人。
Everybody in the room.
每一个在这房间里的人。
Everybody in the world.
每一个在这世界的人。
Yeah. There is no computer that could ever in any way compare with the mind of God.
所以没有什么电脑可以和神的头脑相比。
You're talking about a database. The Lord has got a database that goes from eternity past to eternity future, and he knows everything. Everything.
所以你在讲数据库啊，所以耶稣是知道从永恒的过去到永恒的未来所有的事。
And he doesn't even have to push the little button find. He knows it before you could push the button. It's like something find this data. Boom. He doesn't have to do that.
所以他不需要点一个键说查找才能找到你，他就全都知道。
It's built into the character of God. He is called the all-knowing God.
所以他是被称为全知的神，他全都知道。
So, as Jesus passed by, that tells us there's movement. It didn't say as Jesus stood and evaluated. It says as he passed by, he saw something.
所以他这里并不在说耶稣站在那停下来。看了一下，他过去的时候，他看见了，他就知道。
What is the first thing in verse 9 that Jesus saw when he passed by?
那在第九章一开始，当他过去的时候，他看见了，发生了什么？
What did he see?
他看见什么？
A man.
一个人。
Don't make it hard. These are not trick questions. Just look at your Bible. Jesus passed by and he saw what? Saw a man.
他就看见一个人。
Now, if I knew nothing else, if that's all I knew, I already know that man is a sinner.
那如果我我已经知道这个人是个罪人，所以这个不新奇。
You say, Joe, you never met that man.
那你说 Joe, 你也没有认识他，你怎么
？How would you know he is a sinner?
你怎么知道他是个罪人
？Because all men sin.
因为每个人都是罪人。
All men. First thing I know about him, he's a sinner.
所以我首先知道呢，这是个罪人。
If you're a man or a woman and you're on earth, guaranteed, you're a sinner. That's what the Bible says.
如果你是地上的男人或女人啊，那我保证你就
是个罪人。It doesn't matter your name. It doesn't matter your race. It doesn't matter your education. It doesn't matter even your conduct. You are a sinner.
无论你的种族，无论你的行为，无论你是什么背景，你就是个罪人。
对。What's the second thing Jesus knows or saw when he passed by?
第二个是他经过的时候看见什么？
Right. He saw a man who was blind. A blind man.
但这个人是瞎眼的。
Now, it's generally not hard to pick out a blind person out of a crowd. It's usually not hard. So we know Jesus passed by, he sees a man, he's blind. You go, well, that's obvious.
所以一般来说呢，从人群里分辨出一个瞎子也不是那么难。所以耶稣经过，他看见一个瞎子，就是还是比较明显。
But there's something not so obvious.
但还有一些不是那么明显。
How did Jesus know he was blind from birth?
那这个耶稣怎么知道他是生来瞎眼的？
Never met this guy before.
他可没有遇见过这个人。
It is because Jesus saw him when he was born.
那是因为耶稣认识他，在他出生的时候就认识他。
He saw him when he was conceived in his mother's womb, and he saw him when he was born.
他在他母亲怀孕的时候，耶稣就认识他；从他出生的时候，耶稣就知道他。
And Jesus had a plan for his life at that time.
所以耶稣在他生命里就有一个计划。
Many times in the scripture, Jesus will give us a hint of his ability to know everything. This is, of course, one place.
所以很多时候呢，耶稣会给我们一个线索啊，这是一个地方，让我们知道一些事。
In some scripture, we'll read something like, "Jesus knew the heart of man."
有的时候圣经会说呢，耶稣知道人心。
Or sometimes the scriptures will say, some person thought in their mind, and then Jesus said, "I know what you're thinking."
有的人他说他在自己脑子里想，耶稣说我就知道你在想什么。
So let me suggest this morning, you are never alone.
我要告诉大家，今天上午你从来都不是孤单的。
There is someone who has known you from conception, and they know you today.
有一个人他在你还没有来到这世上的时候就认识你，今天他依然认识你。
And they have a wonderful plan for your life, that is the Lord Jesus does.
那他有对你生命和美好的计划，这就是耶稣基督了。
Don't miss the plan.
不要错过这个计划。
It's God's plan.
因为这是神的计划。
It's a good plan.
这是个很美好的计划。
It is a plan that you cannot have unless you meet the Lord Jesus.
这是你不可能有的计划，除非你认识了耶稣基督。
If Jesus was to walk from the back of the room, never stop, just walk by, open that door, and go out the back, I wonder what he would see in this room.
假设我耶稣从前面那个门进来，然后整个穿过我们整个房间到后面这扇门出去，我就在想呢，他会看见这屋子里的什么人。
He will know where you were yesterday, where you're going tomorrow, every word you say, and every thought you think. He's already got it.
那他会知道你昨天在哪，明天要去哪，你要说的每句话，你的每一个心思意念他都知道。
So, let us remember those who believe in evolution, for instance, know God and their plan.
是呢，我们记得啊，就有一些人是相信进化论的，就是没有神。
One of the reasons I believe the evolutionist takes God out of the plan, if there's no God, I'm not accountable.
所以正是因为我们相信没有神，相信人是进化来的呢，我们就不需要负责了。
I think I'd rather believe I came from nothing and I am nothing and I'm not going to be anything. I'm just going to eat, drink, and be married. Tomorrow I die, but I will not have to give an account to God. Get him out.
所以我对我来说呢，我宁可相信这样的一个事情，就是我什么都不是，我是空的。我从虚空里来，经过这辈子，未来去哪里也是空的。那这样的话呢，我这一辈子就是吃吃喝喝，结婚死了，我不需要对什么事情负责，也不需要对自己所做的任何负责，这是我喜欢的。
As soon as I choose to believe that there is a God, then I must believe I am accountable to that God.
当我选择有一个神的话呢？我其实选择了，我就要对这个神负责的。
Now that's not a bad thing. It's a scary thing, but it's not a bad thing.
听起来像是一个令你害怕的事，但这不是一个坏事。
Because the Bible says God made us in His image after His likeness.
因为神在圣经里告诉我们呢，他我们是按照他的形象和样式造的。
So God wants you to represent Him on earth.
神希望你们代表他啊，在地上是代表他的样子。
And that's a good thing.
这是个非常好的事。
Okay. So let's just remind ourselves.That even though we are accountable, God loves us and has a plan for our life.
那我们提醒自己啊，即便呢，我们是有需要负责的，但是神依然是爱我们的，神是帮助我们。
Okay, I know there might be a question or a comment about this. Let me pause and say anything in verse 1 you have a question about.
有没有谁对一节有问题的
？We're just starting the story. Jesus is just passing by, and he sees him.
我开始讲这个故事，耶稣路过，然后他看见一些事。
Okay, in John chapter 1, we won't turn there. Okay, but in John chapter 1, There was a man, help me, Nathaniel under the fig tree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nathaniel was under a fig tree. And when Jesus saw him, Jesus said, I saw you when you were under the fig tree. He said, nobody saw me. You weren't there.
所以在约翰福音一章里拿大叶哈，那时候那个见到耶稣的时候，耶稣说：“我看见你啊，你在无花果树底下的时候，我就看见你了。”拿大叶说：“那个时候没有人看见我。”
He said, "Oh yeah, I saw you when you were on the fig tree." So that just tells us that Jesus doesn't have to be in the room, but he does know everything about us, even where you were last night and where you're going to be today and everything.And that should comfort you. It'll do one of two things. It'll comfort you or it'll terrify you.
所以这意味着耶稣不需要站在那里在现场他才知道你在哪。他知道你是过去现在未来的一切事。这样的一个概念呢会安慰你同时呢也会使你心生敬畏。
If you've had any wrong thoughts or bad words or you've been to some places you shouldn't be,Just remember, he's got it. He already knows that.
就像你有一些恶的念头，你有一些，你去了一些不该去的地方，你要知道呢，别人不知道，神是知道的。
And if you, by the grace of God, are walking with the Lord today, guess what? He's got it. He knows that.
那如果你因着神的恩典呢，与神同行，他也知道，他也跟你在一起。
So his presence.Can either encourage you or challenge you.
所以他的同在啊，无所不在呢，既可能呢鼓励你，也可能呢挑战你，当你做不对事情的时候。
Mm-hmm. Any comment on verse one?
I was just thinking, you know, Jesus was passing by, and Jesus went on many different routes, and he saw many, many different people, but.Here's a story about this blind man. And we wonder, why didn't he heal? Why is he telling us the story about this blind man? There was other blind men, there was other people that, but what was the special thing about this blind man? That Jesus passed by and he knew this blind man, it says. You know something? The Lord Jesus knew me.When I was about 12 or 14 years old. And when he was passing by, he saw me. And I saw him. And this blind man responded to Jesus. I have brother and I have sisters. I have cousins. I have mother and a father, uncles and aunts and all these relatives of mine. None of them are saved. None of them are saved.But Jesus knew me when I was very young. He knew that I belonged to him. I didn't know at the time, but he knew. And this blind man, you know something? the Lord Jesus, because God is one. Because God is one, He sees each and every one of us as one. We are special to Him. He left the 99 and He went for that one.
Mm-hmm.
He went for that one. He came for me. Out of my whole family, you could say the 99. He left the 99 and He came for me. The rest of the family didn't belong to Him. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me.
所以呢他就举这个例子讲到这个他自己的这个例子他说耶稣听过的时候看见一个生来瞎眼的瞎子但是那时候瞎子应该不止一个那为什么耶稣又特别提这一个生来瞎眼的瞎子呢因为耶稣认识我们的是一个认识的就像他呢他生长在一个家庭环境里没有其他的兄弟姐妹或者父母或者 其他的亲人信的就他一个所以那就举着99只羊和一只羊的例子神认识我们是一个一个认识当他看见这一只失丧的羊的时候他就会去救这一只失丧的羊虽然在他呢他自己就是那一只失丧的羊他家族就是99只没有悔改的羊所以这个从他的角度呢 回应神呢，也是很重要的，是他认为，耶稣会看见，耶稣的爱会给出来，是相信接受的那一个，最终就是得救。
And you know something, when Jesus performed the miracle, He did it in different ways. Some miracles He spoke, and it happened. Other people He touched, and they were healed. And we get this miracle here in a different way. But it just shows you that Jesus deals with every individual in a different way. Because we are unique.
Mm-hmm.
所以耶稣行神迹呢，它是很多不同的方式。有的他说句话，有的上去摸一下。在这里呢，又是另外一个方式。他告诉我们，耶稣对待每一个人都是用特别的方式来医治、来对待。
And you know something, Joe was saying that it's wonderful that you come out to learn about the Bible and what God has to say about His Son, Jesus. It's wonderful that you come out to learn. But you know something, there's another step you must take, and that step is in faith. You must take that step in faith, and you must want to have a relationship with this one. You want to know Him personally because He knows you personally. You want to know Him personally.
所以这里呢，也只有刚才讲的，我们出来学习神的话非常好，但还有一个很重要的一步，就是要有信心里的一步去接受他，因为他愿意了解你，你要接受他才能得救。
You know, when I was driving here, I was held back in traffic for half an hour on the bridge. And
what was new?
It was new. This was really bad today. But anyways, I was listening to the radio, and there was this man, he was talking, and he was a Jewish man. And his son asked him, he says, Dad, how do you know that you're in love? How do you know that you're in love? And his father says, son, he says, you know you're in love when you don't want to leave that person that you're in love with. Mm. You always want to be with that person. And you know something? The Lord Jesus always wants to be with us. He loves us with an endless love. And He promised that He would never leave or forsake us. Even though many times we get off in life and doing our own thing. But you know, He's always there. He's always there with us because He loves us.
所以他说他早晨呢来这边晚了一点半个小时堵在路上然后他就听见这个福音频道里电台里一个犹太的弟兄在讲道然后那个人说呢他的儿子问他他说爸爸我怎么知道我在相爱里我在爱里他爸爸告诉他呢那你不愿意离开那个你所爱的人呢那你就在爱里了那 神就是这样的，耶稣他总是想跟我们在一起，所以他极其的爱我们，因为他无时不刻不想与我们这些他的孩子在一起。
So as you get to know him, you get to experience the Lord Jesus. And I'm telling you that I know in my own life, I've experienced him so much that it just baffles my mind that when I was a child, I knew very little. But as I was growing in the knowledge and the grace of the Lord Jesus, I can ask him for so many things. He's my Father in heaven who loves me and wants to accommodate according to his good will.
所以我的一生就是他说呢，我们越了解他哈，就越经历他，那关系越近。他的一生呢就是这样啊，就是当他回想起来就能想起很多他一生经历神的过程，神始终在带领他，帮助他。
This Jewish man that I was listening to on the radio, he was only 14 years old when he got saved. He heard the gospel and he received the Lord Jesus as his Savior, and his sins were forgiven. His father was a Jewish religious man, and he took this young man, 14 years old. He said, son, he says, you're on the wrong road. You shouldn't be believing. Jesus is not the Messiah. And he took him to the rabbi, their local rabbi. And the local rabbi had more knowledge and everything and experience in the Old Testament than this young man had at 14 years old. But because this young man at 14, he fell in love with Jesus, no rabbi, no knowledge in the Old Testament that he was putting forward to him could convince him that Jesus was not the Messiah, that he was the Messiah. He believed it in his heart, and the rabbi could not convince him otherwise.
所以像今天讲到的，他说这个电台这个讲员呢，他是犹太人的基督徒，然后他14岁呢信靠了主。这时候呢，他的父亲是一个犹太非常宗教的一个人士啊，他父亲就很伤心，说你信错了，儿子。所以父亲就把他带到当地的犹太拉比那里去。那犹太人呢，今天只信旧约的圣经啊，所以当地犹太拉比呢就想证明给这个孩子看，耶稣不是基督，不是弥赛亚啊。然后犹太拉比就拿着旧约的圣经一直跟他讲。但正是因为这个孩子他已经信靠了耶稣，他里面已经知道了耶稣的爱啊，所以没有任何一句犹太拉比的经文啊能够证明给能够使这个孩子信服耶稣是假的，他就知道耶稣是真的。
You know, before Jesus came into this world, he was manifested into this world, and as a little babe in a manger, and he grew up. Before that, he was in his father's bosom. He was in heaven with his father, but he never actually, in reality, in physical, really experienced how it was to have a relationship with humankind, to touch them and to hug them and to kiss them and to help them. And he never had that physical experience, but he wanted to experience life as a human being. He's the Son of Man and he's the Son of God, and he knows exactly how we feel as we go through the experiences of life and we get hurt and we get bruised and we get broken hearts. If we feel the loneliness, we feel the hunger, he felt all that. He knows us.
所以他呢，耶稣在道成肉身来到马槽生出来之前，他是在父神的怀里啊，他是独生子，所以他从来没有经历过肉身和人之间的这个爱的关系啊。那所以他来了，他经历了他知道我们一切的感受，他知道我们受伤，他知道我们的心碎，他知道我们在一切的苦境里是什么样的情形都是因为他道成肉身来了之后，他亲身的经历，他知道。
In spite of our shortcoming, in spite of our very faint faith that we have, he still loves us.
即便我们的缺点啊，即便我们是非常小的信心，他依然爱我们。
Yes, that's right. So.Good. We'll pause then for a break, and then we'll come back to verse 2 when we get back from our break.
好，我们先暂停一下，然后回来呢， 我们继续下面的故事。
Father, thank you for this first session this morning that has already taught us a lot about the Lord.
谢谢您为了这第一场的聚会啊，已经告诉我们很多关乎我们主的信息。
And as we take this break and enjoy some food and fellowship, we ask your blessing.
主啊，当我们在这茶歇中，我们享受彼此团契的爱，求您祝福我们。
And say thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Yes. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the first session this morning and ask your blessing now on the second session.
主啊，谢谢您祝福我们第一场的会，也祝请您接着祝福我们第二场的会。
And for all the good things that we enjoy from the building and the food and the fellowship.
啊，为一切我们在这房子，在这团契的关系里，在这食物里所得着的爱，献上感恩。
Thank you that you have left us the Bible so that we can read it and know what you want us to do.
也谢谢您把这本圣经留下给我们，让我们可以读，知道当如何行。
Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit to instruct us from the Bible.
也谢谢您赐给我们圣灵，教导我们圣经。
And so, Father, we just pray that in this session, we will learn more about the Lord Jesus.
也求您带领我们在这一场会里学习更多的主耶稣基督。
We know that without Him, we have no hope.
因为我们知道没有他，我们没有盼望。
We pray these things and ask your blessing in His name.
我们这样的祷告，求您祝福，奉他的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, back in John chapter 9 and verse number 2.
我们约翰福音九章第二节。
I'll read verse 1 and 2 again. Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his
过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
门徒问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪，是这人呢，是他的父母呢？
Now in your outline, we've got a little progression of thought. Verse 1, Jesus passes by. Verse 2, the disciples pass judgment.
那我们在我们的单章里啊有一个进展啊，耶稣呢第一节他过去了啊，第二节门徒在定罪。
This progression sets up a pattern in humanity, a pattern.
那这里呢其实就给出了人性的一个图像啊。
We are usually quicker to judge people than we are to analyze people.
所以我们更快的去论断，而更慢的去分析。
My wife and I lived in a little village, a little town in northern Ontario for 10 years.
我们在北安大略省的一个小镇里住了十年。
When we moved to that location, we were warned by other people that we had a really bad neighbor.
那我们挪到那个地方去之前呢，我们被人警告啊，说我们会有一个比较糟糕的邻居。
And he was so hard, he couldn't get along with anybody.
这人如此糟糕呢，跟谁都处不来。
So in myself, righteous attitude, I thought he has never lived by a real Christian before.
在我的自以为意的想法里呢，我觉得啊，就是因为这个人从来没有跟一个真正的基督徒当过邻居。
So things are going to be different now.
所以我去了，事情就会不一样了。
And so I go over to meet my neighbor.
好，那我就去呢，去见我的邻居。
And he didn't really seem to be too angry.
He 看起来并不是那么很生气的样子。
A little bit hard to get along with, but I thought we will work on this.
有一点难相处，但是我觉得我们还是可以处得来的。
So, one night, we have a lot of snow there, okay, so the prediction was very heavy, feet and feet of snow. So one night about 8 o'clock in the evening, I decide I got to clean my drive now because we're going to get another 3 feet, and I got to already get this. And so I'm out with my snowblower about 8 o'clock at night, and I'm blowing snow.
然后呢，那天晚上八点呢，因为他们那边的雪特别大啊，那而且呢，天气预报告诉他们呢，就是雪会一直的下，所以这个雪就是一英尺积起来就很可怕了。所以他到晚上八点呢，他想要过一夜积得很高啊，所以他在八点的时候，他想出去先用，他不是铲雪了，他就是那个扬雪，就开这个车子出去，把这个雪再去从他的车道上先去清一遍。
So. I'm outside in the dark with a little light and I'm blowing snow and I hear this faint noise in the background.
然后呢我就开着我的车啊在那个在吹这个雪然后我就后面听见一点很小的声音。
It was my neighbor.
是我的邻居。
And he was shouting at the top of his voice, you know, cut your snowblower off, you know.Turn it off.
我的邻居呢就在用他最大的声音在喊把这个机器给关了。
Don't you have any respect for your neighbors? It is bedtime and you're out here making all this noise.
你说你难道不尊重你的邻居吗现在是睡觉的时间你搞那么响这么吵。
Now, I'm in a difficult situation here because...If I don't remove some of this snow tonight, it's going to be twice as much tomorrow morning, and maybe I can't even get out of my driveway.
那他就在一个很困难的境况里，因为他当天晚上不吹一遍呢，那个第二天一早呢，会比这个厚度要至少高一倍。那他有可能他这个车子干脆就出不来了，他连这个车道都给埋了。
But being the good Christian I am, I shut my snowblower off and went inside.
那作为一个好基督徒呢，我就把我的机器关了，然后回家了啊。
And I said to my wife, the neighbor is upset that because it's 8 o'clock and I'm making all this noise, he's really mad at me. I said.Make him a loaf of bread, and I'll take it to him tomorrow and tell him I'm sorry.
然后我就跟我太太说呢，我说这个我们邻居很生气啊，现在是这个睡觉的时间，我们搞得很吵。然后呢，他就跟太太说，能不能做一条的面包啊？我们明天一早呢，我去送给他，也对他说抱歉。
So the next day, with a fresh loaf of bread and an apology, I go over and knock on his door.
第二天早晨呢，我拿这个新鲜的一条面包和道歉的心啊，我就去敲门。
And when he comes to the door, I said, I'm so sorry that I interrupted your evening last night, and I'd just like to give you a fresh loaf of bread, and that's about as far as I got before he started.
那我就跟他说呢，我说抱歉啊，昨天晚上打扰到你，这是我。做一个新鲜的面包啊，来道歉。然后这是他讲的所有话，在那个人开始说话之前。
So he said, "Who do you think you are?"
然后他说呢，你觉得你是谁呀
？You move in next door, you Americans," he said.
他说你搬到我邻居来哦，你这些美国人。
You think you can just take over?
你觉得你就能掌
Be in charge of everything.
你就能掌权吗？你就在这说了算吗？
You're nothing but a a draft dodger. In other words, a lot of people came to Canada because they didn't want to go in the military.
Oh.
And they just, you're just a draft dodger. Go home to America, he said to me.
Now, in a draft dodger, dodger 就是规避的意思。Draft 就是责任，也是那个因为美国有好些人跑到加拿大来，就是不想服兵役，所以呢，他就说你就是不想去逃，你就逃兵役，逃到这来，赶紧滚回那个美国去啊。
So I came home and I thought that didn't work. that didn't work.
他就回家跟太太说这个搞不定这个。
And then on another occasion he said to me.You moved the survey stakes between our property. I saw you when you did it. Like his property, my property, and the survey stakes. He says, you moved them 6 inches over on my property, and I saw you when you did it.
又过了几天，他又跑到加州来，他说我看见你，你把这个我们两家之间的那个戒指啊，就政府定的那个戒指，那个标杆呐、啊。往他那挪了6英尺、啊、他说我看见你了
I mean,
6英寸
I am beginning to believe that everybody is right you know you can this is a bad neighbor you know
然后我就开始意识到别人告诉我是对的这真是一个比较难处的邻居、啊、
one more incident and then I'll tell you the real story we had a heavy snowfallAnd he shoveled the snow off of his house because the snow is too heavy. And then we had a rain. And the rain melted the snow and it flooded his basement. He blamed me for that. And even sued me. His insurance company sued me and I had to pay. My insurance company had to pay. Yeah, the real deal.
他呢他把他们家的那个雪啊那车道上的雪呢扬到一边雪就堆起来了嘛然后呢之后就下了一场大雨然后这个雨呢因为加上雪呢一下子就淹了把他家的地下室给淹了然后他把这个责任放在Joe身上让他的保险公司把Joe给告了然后Joe的保险公司还得去付这笔钱。
So up until this point, We kind of were like the disciples. We kind of passed judgment on this guy. We said, this is a bad man. You know, why is he doing these things?
然后呢我们呢到这个点呢我们就像这些门徒一样我们开始定这个人的罪了。这个人真是不好的人。
And then we learned something about what happened to this man.
然后呢我们就了解到呢一些事情啊关于他发生了他身上的一些事。
When this man was just a little boy living at home, his parents would often physically abuse him and lock him in the basement for days.
这个人的小时候呢，他的父母呢，就一直的就是虐待他，就把他关在地下室里虐待他。
And this man, as a little boy, grew up to have such an angry spirit in him.
所以这个人小男孩长大的时候他就非常的灵里他就非常的易怒非常生气。
He didn't trust anybody, he didn't like anybody, but it was because of his upbringing, really.
他不相信任何人他也不喜欢任何人就是因为他生长的环境啊。
So as soon as we knew that our attitude toward this man now changes.
当我们知道这个背景以后呢，我们对这个人的态度呢就发生改变了。
I think we are often quick to judge people because of their actions when we don't know anything about why they're acting like that.
我们的倾向是呢，我们常常就喜欢先下结论来论断啊一个。人当我们还不知道他的历史的背景和到底导致的原因的时候
So we made friends with this man. He was what he was and we were what we were but we were able to live side by side and for the most part be friends. We made friends with him. understanding his background.
所以当我们了解他的背景以后呢，我们在绝大部分的时间里，其实我们和他是很友好相处，我们成为他的朋友啊。
When he was not drinking, he was really a nice man. When he was drinking, he was not a nice man.
对，所以当他不酗酒的时候啊，他是还是个很好的人。但当他喝上了以后，就有点恐怖了。
So Jesus would look on my neighbor and Jesus would have compassion. I would look on my neighbor and I'd say, what a bad man, what a bad man.
那如果耶稣是看见我的邻居呢，他会有爱啊。那如果是我在看我的邻居，他就像门徒一样，他就会说，这真是个很不好的人。
The disciples in our story are like that. Jesus sees this blind man and he has compassion on him. The disciples see this blind man and they start asking really the wrong questions.
所以耶稣看见这瞎子，他里面是有爱和怜悯的。门徒看见这瞎子，却问了错的问题。
So the question that the disciples asked Jesus was, who sinned, this man or his parents that caused him to be born blind?
所以门徒看见耶稣就说呢，拉比谁犯了罪呢？是这个人呢，还是他的父母呢？
Which one is guilty that this man should be born blind? Was it his parents or was it the man?
谁需要是有罪责的？是这个人还是他的父母？
Now, have you ever heard of this statement, a no-win situation?
你听没听过这样的一个表述啊，就是双输的结局。
So, a no-win situation means no matter what I do, it is not going to be accepted. No matter what I do, it will be the wrong, it will be wrong.
就不管我做什么，不管我怎么做，它都是错的。
It's kind of like this question.If I said to Lung, have you stopped beating your wife yet?
就像他问我这个问题，我有没有停止打我的太太？
What if he says yes?
然后
What if he says no?
我说是还是不是呢？
Either way, he's already guilty, right? That's the right question.
这个我不管说是或不是，都是有问题的。
It's what we call a no-win question. You can't win.
这就是个双输的问题。
It's like you flip the coin, you're right. You go, heads I win, tails you lose. You don't get that, do you? Do you get that?
I don't get that.
Oh, it's time to, who's got a coin? Okay. Oh, cashless society. Nobody's got a coin.
他就说呢，那个如果你扔一个硬币，比如说的正面就是赢，反面就是输。
我正面我赢了，反面他输了，反面你输了。
Oh,
正面
Daniel knows. Daniel knows.
反正两面都是你输了。
Look at Sharon, she goes, what? Like, what?So on a coin, it often happens in North America that if you're trying to decide who's going to go first, let's say, you say, well, we'll flip a coin. And every coin has something different on the other side. So one side we call head, maybe there's a figure of a person, and the other side, whatever it's got, we call tails, heads and tails. Okay. So we say,Who's going to go first? And we'll go, let's flip a coin. And so you say to the person, you choose. So let's say the person says, I choose heads. Okay? So you flip the coin and it goes, and it's heads. He gets his choice. He can make the decision. If it's tails, I get the choice. Okay? But here's the no-win situation. I'm going to flip a coin.Heads I win, tails you lose. Now think about that for a second.
对，就是丢硬币来决定谁先走啊。那比如说正面呢是，如果正常的应该，如果你选择正面，那正面就你决定，反面就是我决定。 他定了个规则呢，如果是正面呢，就你就我赢啊，反面的就你输。
Yeah. So I win.
那两样都是你输。
Okay, heads I win, tail you lose, right? Flip heads, oh I win. Oh wait a minute, let me flip. Flip tails, oh you lose. No win.
对你反正总是输的啊。如果是正面，反正我赢；如果是反面的，你输了。两样你都输了。
Same thing with this question. Who sinned, this man or his parents? Who sinned?
这个问题也是一样啊，谁犯了罪？是这个人呢，还是他父母？反正这个没法回答，他一定是错的。
Okay. So it's a wrong question. That's the point, right? Now watch this. If we say this man was born blind because his parents sinned, then that would mean that Jesus is judging a child in the womb and punishing the child because of the parents' sin. Okay, that's what that would mean.
我想想这种场景啊，假设是他父母犯了罪，那就意味着呢，耶稣他在审判一个在怀在母腹里的孩子，因为他生下来就是瞎眼的，对。
If we say, oh, the child, it was the child's fault, you would have to say to yourself, what happened in the womb with the child that he sinned so he could be born blind?
Yeah. 所以如果是这个孩子犯了罪呢，你想一个孩子在母腹里能犯什么罪让他生出来就瞎眼了呢？
Now, we got to think.There have been a lot of children born with diseases or some kind of disabilities because the parents were alcoholics or drug addicts, and that's a natural consequence that happened physically in the mother's womb.
所以有的呢，的确父母呢，他酗酒啊、吸毒啊，有一些很不好的习惯，导致孩子生出来呢是有一些残疾啊。那这个是的确是因为遗传的原因啊，也是物理上的延续。
But as far as the child or the unborn child sinning, that's not right. You can't hold an unborn child accountable, and then you can say they sinned in the womb, so that's why he was born blind. That's ridiculous.
对，所以你不能把这个责任放在一个没有出生的孩子身上，说他是犯罪了，然后有这个，这是不对的。
Sometimes when I give my testimony of how I became a Christian, I say I spent the first 24 years of my life in prison.
那有的时候我跟别人讲我的见证啊，我会跟人说得救的见证。我说我前人生的前24年是在坐牢。
And people who don't think go, oh, that is so bad.
有人不明白啊，说哎呦，这真是不好，真糟糕。
What could you do as an unborn baby to deserve 24 years in prison?
那你能一个新出生的孩子做了什么能让他坐24年牢？
Of course, I'm not talking about a jail or a prison. I'm talking about the prison of sin and darkness.
所以我们不是在讲有形的监狱，我们在讲罪里的黑暗，我在里面。
And then one day I saw the light, the Lord Jesus, and he took me out of darkness and to his kingdom.
有一天呢，我就看见了光啊，耶稣把我从黑暗中带到他的国度里。
So nevertheless, the question was asked, and the reason I think the disciples asked that question is because they thought,Somebody's got to do it. Like, who did it? Like, why is this man blind from birth? Like, what's wrong? And so they asked the question.
所以门徒中的一个呢，就问了这个问题啊，这个谁做的事啊？是到底发生了什么？
So they narrowed it down to two possibilities. It must be either the parents did something or the unborn child.
他们就把这可能性呢放到了两个很狭小的范围内，一个就是这个人，一个是他父母。
Okay, so let's read verses 3 through 5.
我们来读3到5节。
Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。我在世上的时候，是世上的光。Now,
this is a statement of one of many statements in the Bible that you say, well, that the Bible contradicts itself.
有很多的人会把这一节当作诸多圣经矛盾的经文之一。
Because in this verse, when Jesus answered, he said, "This man did not sin, and his parents did not sin."
耶稣回答说，这人也没有犯罪，也不是他父母犯罪。But
that's not true.
这个不真哈，不是真实。All
men have sinned, right?
每个人都犯了罪，对不对？
Everyone's guilty.
每个人都是罪人。So
you have to interpret your Bible in its context.
所以你要在 上下文理来解经。
So Jesus is not saying there are four perfect people on earth: myself, the man's parents, and the man. Four of us that never sin.
耶稣在这里并不是在说呢，这世界上有四个完美的人：耶稣自己，这个瞎子和瞎子的父母两人。
No, we know that's not true.
我们知道耶稣并不想这么。
We know there's only one person that ever came to earth that did not sin.
我们知道只有一个人在这地上没有犯过罪。
Not only did Jesus not sin, the Bible says there is no sin in him.
耶稣不但没有犯罪，在他里面也没有罪。
Not only did he not sin, the Bible says he knew no sin. In other words, he consciously did not know sin, he consciously did not do sin, and in him is no sin.
所以不但如此呢，他有意识的没有不知道罪，也有意识的没有犯罪，也更加在他里面没有罪。
You cannot say that about any person, any other person on earth. You cannot say that.
你不能用这样的一个表述来讲地上任何其他人。
You could say there's a little baby just born and he doesn't know anything about sin yet. He's just a little baby.
也可以说的一个小孩子刚出生，他还不知道罪，他还只是个孩子。
I mean, you could also say, probably, that little baby hasn't done any sin yet.
你也可以说呢，这个小孩子还没有犯过什么罪。
But you could not say, in that little baby is no sin.
但是你不能做这个表述，
because he is born with a sin nature.
在这个孩子里面没有罪，这就不对了，因为每一个孩子是有犯罪的本性，跟他同时生出来。Handed
down from his parents, the sin nature passed on to the children.
那这个犯罪的本性是从他的父母那来的。
The Bible is very clear that sin started in the Garden of Eden and that sin is passed on to all men.
所以，and
women.
圣经讲得很清楚啊。
And boys and girls.
当亚当夏娃吃了善恶树的果子，罪就进了人呢，就一代一代传到后面所有的大人小孩。
So someone read Romans chapter 5 and verse 12.
谁帮我们读一下罗马书的5章12节？
Romans chapter 5 and verse 12.
五章，罗马书五章十二节。
这罪无罪是从一人进入世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Okay, by one man, right?
Yeah.
Who's the one man?
有一个人，这个人是谁呀？
Very good. Passed on, passed on, generation after generation.
一代一代一代下来。
So when Jesus said, "This man has not sinned, nor his parents," and then he tells us the commentary at the end of verse 2, that he was born blind. In other words, the parents had nothing to do with it, and the child had nothing to do with it.
所以既不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，这就意味着呢，他生来啊，就不是因为这他和他父母的罪而来，这个瞎子。
So, however, we are told why this person was born blind. Verse 3.
所以我们也告诉被告知啊，为什么他在第三节这个瞎子是瞎眼。
But that the work of God should be revealed in him.
是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
With fear and trembling, we proceed now. We're about to open a can of worms.
然后他说恐惧战惊了，他现在往下走啊。
Okay. So we ask ourselves then the question, why are people sick or born blind or disabled or have bad things happen to them?
所以我们问，开始要问这个问题，为什么人生病？生来瞎眼，有很多很多的苦难。
Why do some people get cancer and some people do not?
为什么有的人得癌症，有的人没有？
Why do some people have heart attacks and some people do not?
有的人有心肌梗塞，有的人没有。
And if you're not careful, you will say, "Oh, I know, it was his parents or it was him," and you'll be just like the disciples.
如果你不小心呢，你可能会说，哎，这是因为他父母，哦，这是因为他，那你就是跟门徒是一样的。
Or you'll say, "Oh, I know why that man had a heart attack. He was a very bad man, so God gave him a heart attack and he died."
那你会说，哎呀，我知道为什么那人有心肌梗塞，因为他是很坏的人，所以神来给他这个东西。
But we don't know why he had a heart attack.
但我们不知道他为什么会有心肌梗塞。
But I know one thing. If there was no sin in the world, nobody would ever have a heart attack.
但我知道有一件事，地上如果没有罪呢，没有人会得心肌梗塞。
If there was no sin in the world, nobody would ever get cancer.
地上如果没有罪呢，也没有人会得癌症。
There would never be death. No, you'd never go to a funeral.
你不会有死亡，你也不会去任何的葬礼。
Sin causes all of that to happen.
是罪导致这一切的事情发生的。
However, we have to be careful that we don't say, it was Joe's sin, and because Joe sinned, Joe had a heart attack. We don't know that.
对，我们这个要小心做这样的一个逻辑因果的建立啊，因为这是因为 Joe 的这个罪导致他这个恶果，这样的一个逻辑是需要小心的。
What I can say with confidence is, if there was no sin in the world, Joe would never have a heart attack.
但同时呢，我也能够很明确的说呢，如果地上没有罪，那 Joe 呢是不会有心肌梗塞。
And so we've got to understand there's a lot of reasons for sicknesses.
所以我们要知道，疾病是有很多的原因在背后。
Sometimes in the Bible, Jesus healed people who were sick. Do you remember some of the stories?
那有的时候在圣经里呢，耶稣医治了一些有疾病的人，你都记得。
This is going to be one about a man who's blind. He's going to heal him. Okay.
对，这个生来瞎眼的，耶稣也快医治他了。
And a lame man, a crippled man, he's going to take up his bed and walk.
那个瘸子呢， 他摊子呢，要自己拿起他的褥子会走。
And another man is dead, and he's going to tell him, "You get up. It's not time to die." And so he's going to raise him from the dead.
另外有个人死了呢，耶稣会把他从死里复活，还不到时候，也可以起来了。Sometimes
the Bible says, "If you rebel against God as a Christian, you might get sick and you might die."
那有的时候呢，你要是个基督徒啊，你要背逆神的，你也可能会得病，也可能会死的。But
it doesn't mean that everybody who gets sick and die rebelled against God. Only God knows that.
但反过来不能这么说，你不能说一个人生病了或者死了，是因为他背逆了神，这个只有神知道是什么原因。First
John tells us there is a sin that leads to death. For the believer, physical death.
所以，约翰一书说呢，是罪哈，是带领人，即便是对信徒，带领人到死的地步，物理的死。
But we know in this case of the blind person, we know something that this one was born blind so that the works of God can be revealed, the works of God can be seen.
这个里面的故事里的例子呢，原因讲的是要在他身上显出神的荣耀来作为的。Sometimes
sickness comes on us to teach us that if we don't obey God, there are consequences. And so if we repent and we obey God, we mature. So sickness can be to help us grow in our Christian life.
那有的时候我们在罪中呢是有后果，但是如果我们在这样的后果里呢，神的管教里我们会成长啊，我们会当中学到属灵的教训，我们会长大。It
is not necessarily judgment. Okay, sickness is not always judgment. Sickness sometimes can come, and God says, "Watch, I'm going to show you through the sickness." We're going to take another step, and you're going to be a better Christian through your sickness.
那疾病并不都是审判啊，有的时候神会用这个来教导你啊，让你知道，他要告诉你的东西，使一个基督徒来成长。Sometimes
it is God saying, "You disobeyed me, and you did that, and I'm going to have to discipline you, and I'm going to discipline you." With a sickness of some kind. It could be that.
也许会有这样的情形，神说呢，你是背逆我的这个基督徒，那我要让你得一点病，然后来管教你，在这个管教里呢，让你学到知识，学到顺服。Sometimes
sickness is unto death. In other words, every Christian that gets sick is not going to get healed. Sometimes a Christian who gets sick is going to die.
有的时候这样的疾病甚至会带来死亡，就是他并不是所有人得病，最后都医好了。And
in the case of the blind man, the sickness is going to be for the glory of God.
在这个例子里呢，这个瞎眼的人，他的疾病是为了显明神的荣耀。
Jesus healed a lot of sick people, but he didn't heal everybody.
耶稣医治了很多有病的人，但他没有医治全部的人。And in some
cases, everybody that came, the Bible says he healed them all. But in other cases, he walked down the street and he healed one person. Nobody else got healed.
有这样的情形。 很多人围上来，耶稣呢，每一个都治了。还有这样的情形，耶稣走过去，只医治了旁边路边的一个，其他的人他没有管。This
is God's business, and don't be like the disciples and start judging people when they get sick. That is not your job to do.
这是神的主权，神的事啊。我们不要像门徒那样开始去论断人，定其他有病的人的罪。
We know that the disciples And even the Apostle Paul had power to heal people. And on some occasions, they did heal people.
我们知道呢，使徒，尤其像保罗呢，他们都有能力医治的病人啊，有在很多的例子里，在使徒行传里，他们都医治了很多病人。
But I am amazed that they didn't heal everybody.
但是我也很诧异呢，他并没有把所有人都医治了。
I'd have to look the reference up. Maybe somebody knows it. Paul says, I forget who the guy was. I've left someone in Miletus sick. Is that in Timothy? I have left... No, not Epaphras. Anyhow, somebody looked that up. What the verse says... Paul says, I left my friend, my fellow worker. I left him, and I left him sick. 2 Timothy 4:20. Trophimus, coming back to me now. I left Trophimus in Miletus sick. What's the verse?
4:20. 2 Timothy 4:20.
Trophimus. I have left my leader. So, I mean, you'd have to ask yourself the question, why did he leave him sick? He could have healed him.
你可能就会问这个问题，他为什么保罗把以特罗菲摩病了，把他留在米利都，他怎么不把他医好呢？他就走了。
These things are in God's hands. They're not in the hands of man. You and I, we would really mess it up if the whole thing depended on us.
这个是神的事啊，就是我们不能去替神做主啊，我们可能会把整件事给搞复杂，搞砸了。
Let's pause here for a minute then, and maybe you have some questions. I'm not sure I can answer them all, or maybe Jeed has a comment about sickness and things like that. It's an issue, no doubt. And in a lot of circles, even Christian circles, somebody gets sick, you know what they say? They got a demon. Person's got a demon. We need to cast the demon out of this person. They're no better than the disciples at that point because they're making judgments that maybe they don't know anything about. If someone gets sleepy, and some of you get sleepy, I know that. I get sleepy, but I can't go to sleep because I'm speaking, you know. But you can go to sleep if you get tired. But someone will say, oh, that person has a sleepy demon in them, and we need to cast the sleepy demon out, you know? All kind of weird things. You got to be careful with that.
对，他讲了一些这个在基督徒今天的世界里啊，还是会有一些误解的。比方说呢，很多人把得病啊就觉得是鬼附了，他觉得哎这个人生病了，所以他有鬼在里面啊。他就举了个笑话，就说呢，有的人会听到会打瞌睡。他说他也想打瞌睡，但他不能睡，因为他是讲道的。然后呢，如果你打瞌睡呢，有人会说你有瞌睡鬼，瞌睡鬼在你里面，把瞌睡鬼赶出去，你就不打瞌睡了。
Now let's not be ignorant of Satan's devices, but there's not a demon behind every bush. This is the point.
对，不要把每一个事情都归在鬼附身上，这是非常愚蠢的。
Yes, use some wisdom. So any question or comment?
还是用一些属灵的智慧啊，看看有什么问题或评论。
It's really a study within itself, and we've just made a few comments, but it's a good study, and a study that may not answer all of your questions, but it will give you some thoughts.
那这个是个很好的学习啊，因为不一定会回答你们每一个人的想法，但是这个问题还是挺。常见的一个问题啊。
Maybe I can just make a couple of comments.
Sure.
In this case here about the blind man, there's, you know, like Israel had fallen into real darkness, spiritual darkness. And these people, they started believing something that wasn't supposed to be believed. You remember that story when there's the tower fell on some people and they were asking the Lord Jesus, are they the worst of sinners?
Mm.
So, you know, people had this belief that because something bad happened to a person,
mm-hmm.
that there was something wrong with them, they were evil or they did something bad, and God was taking judgment on them.
所以在当时的以色列呢，有一个很黑暗的属灵时刻啊，就是大家虽然读圣经，但是对神的了解理解呢非常糟糕。所以呢，很普遍呢，人们都会做这样的联想。另外一个地方呢，耶稣就讲了同样的一个例子啊，说，有的人呢看见一个叫希罗亚的池子塌了，希罗亚的楼塌了，然后呢砸死了一些人，然后大家就说，哎，是不是这些人是罪人中最坏的，所以神审判他们呢？ 所以当时这是很普遍的想法，我看见灾难，看见苦难，就觉得，哎，这是神在惩罚这些罪人，他们会比其他人更坏，所以临到这事。Because
they were in deep dark idolatry, the nation of Israel, they started bringing in these beliefs. You know, they were adopted from other religions, you could say. Because I know in my background, my culture and that, they believe in reincarnation, and they believe that somebody has done something wrong in the past life, and that's why they're suffering in this life here. Maybe they have cancer, or maybe they got heart problems, or whatever, financial problems, and God is judging them in this life because they have done something wrong in the past life.
所以这是从异教来的一些传统啊，就比方说呢，句子说他自己来的文化的背景里呢。 那他们就相信轮回的啊，所以轮回就相信告诉你呢，那前世的一些你所做的一些事会影响今生的一些事啊，所以努力在找当中的因果关系啊，这个都会影响到犹太人他们对事情的因果关系的判断。其实这并不是从圣经里出来的，这是从异教里面来，从偶像里面。And
so Jesus is trying to clarify that's not the case.
所以耶稣努力要把这个澄清啊，说这不是事实。And
you know, like Joel was saying that this we were born in sin, and so our genes are not perfect. Right from the time of Adam and Eve, their genes started decaying and falling apart, and sickness came into the world through sin, and we all have imperfections in our bodies.
就像哲武说呢，我们每个人都有这个基因遗传下来是不好的，每个人都是因着罪啊，每个人都是不完美的，导致这个后面的很多后果。And
that's not God's fault.
That's
not judging because you know that's our fault or something, or it's just the sin that we inherited from one generation to the next generation to the next generation.
对，这个是罪，我们一代一代遗传下来的，一代一代传下来，所以这个。 不是神的责任啊，是人的责任。I
mean, if my grandfather had problems with sugar diabetes, and he had problems with the heart, and my mother did as well, and so it gets passed on from generation to generation.
比方说他的外祖父有糖尿病，有这个心脏病，然后呢就传给他妈妈，然后呢就一代一代传下去了。So
that's not God's fault.
这不是神的责任。
Nor is it the fault, you could say, of me, like I inherited my mother and father's genes. I am what I am, and that's what I am. So we are born sinners, and we're going to suffer the consequences of that in our bodies. It's not because God hates us and he wants to judge us. He doesn't want to. He loves us, and he cares for us.
正是因为我是我父母的孩子，所以我就承担了他们的这个基因，这就是个客观事实，这不是说神要审判我们，他爱我们，但是因为我们就是这么一代一代传下来，就像现在这个样子。And
this particular miracle that the Lord Jesus performed on a man that was born blind, there were others that were blind, they weren't born blind, but this man here was born blind, And you know something? It was a sign to the people of this generation, the Pharisees, the scribes, all the religious people, and to his disciples, that this was a sign that Jesus was the Messiah. Because it's talked about in Isaiah that he would come and he would open the eyes of the blind. And these are people that have never had eyesight before. They were born blind. And so this goes to prove that he is the creator. He created this man's eyes again. Okay, he had no eyes. He's born blind.
So here, 是一个神迹，这个神迹呢，是耶稣医好一个生来瞎眼的。 瞎子有很多种，生来瞎眼的是瞎子里面比较少见的，所以耶稣在这里用这个神迹呢，是为了证明他就是那旧约预言的弥赛亚，来充分的证明，因为弥赛亚讲，以赛亚书讲到耶稣要医治，要开瞎子的眼啊，那开瞎子的眼当中，开生来瞎眼的瞎子就证明这个人是造物主自己啊，因为生来瞎眼的瞎子是没有眼的，他根本就没有这个功能。
All these were signs to the people that this is the Messiah. And it was to show forth the glory of God in the Son. And it was also to help people out because he loved them. He didn't want to see them in their sufferings.
所以不但证明他是弥赛亚，也证明呢，他是爱人啊，因为他不希望人受苦难。It
says later on that this man worshipped Jesus.
后面你们看见这个人，他敬拜主，敬拜耶稣。He
glorified God in his body because of what happened to him. How the Lord had compassion on him, and we who get saved, who are in our sins. And are washed clean, we glorify God in our bodies.
所以我们荣耀我们的主啊，在我们的身体里荣耀我的主。
And you know something? There were many, many people that were sick, and they didn't all get healed. I mean, only the Lord knows the heart of each and every person, and He found it fit or right. To glorify himself in that person, that it would bring glory to him. He didn't heal everybody. There were particular people that he healed. And you remember the lepers, the 10 lepers. There was only one that came back to give thanks. Okay? The others didn't. But the grace of God was on them as well. God didn't show that he was... partial to the one that gave thanks. He could have just healed that one. He could have cleaned that just that one and said that this is the man who has a heart that's right with God and he's going to come back and give thanks and glory to God. Judas Iscariot was one of the disciples that the Lord Jesus...
Don't forget about your buddy over here. I'm with you, but just give him a minute.
所以呢，这个对于耶稣来说呢， 这个是比较 yeah, maybe you continue. Too much. Too long.
Sorry. Well, anyways, Judas Iscariot was right from the... Jesus knew him. Even before he was born, he knew him. Okay? Yet, he chose him. He was one of the disciples. He was the one that was in the inner circles. He had the purse and the money. And he saw Jesus performing all these miracles. He saw the love pouring out to the people from the heart of God through his son. He saw all this. But God could have said that that man's going to be a traitor to my son. I don't want him there. Get rid of him. Get him out of here. But no, it's God's grace.
所以呢，他就在想表达一个意思呢，就是他用好多的例子啊，就是。 耶稣没有医治所有的人，他挑了一些人医治。那这个的前提呢是，他要在这些人身上显出他的荣耀来。那这个过程呢，你会发现什么样的荣耀能显出来？就是那回来能感恩的，就十个摊子，十个大麻风，只有十个都得医治了，十个都看见了神的恩典，但只有一个回来感恩神了。那同样的，犹大呢也看见了神的恩典，神也给了他很多的。 神迹看见，但犹大却没有回来啊。所以神，这是神的主权啊，他怎么样来安排这些事，最终都是要显明他的荣耀。
He is not a respecter of persons. He loves everybody the same, and everybody has a chance to come into his kingdom. But it's got to be his way, not my way, Joe's ways, or your ways, or some other ways that the world circumvents. It's got to be his way. There's one God, and there's one way to God. And Jesus said, I am the way.
所以神会愿意给我们恩典，但是要按照他的方式，不是我们的方式啊。所以每一个人我们都是可以看见神的恩典啊，但不是我们想怎样，是神想怎么做，他的主权。
He came to love this world and to demonstrate his love. It wasn't just, you know, I could say I love Jack, but what proof is there that I love Jack? Okay, unless I show that I love Jack, I show him through my actions.
然后他说呢，耶稣是爱世人啊，他来显明他的爱。那这个爱呢，他是要显出来的。他像他说他爱 Jack， 但是他不能说他爱 Jack， 他总是要有一些行动，有一些外在的表现出来。
How will we know that God loves us? When we read in the Bible that God so loved this world, so loved this world.That he gave his only begotten son. He didn't hold back his only begotten son. He gave him up for people like us.
所以神爱世人，他把他的独生子赐给他们啊，所以他并没有留下不给我们。神的圣子耶稣基督，他赐给我们就是他爱的表示。
So how shall not our hearts respond to God's love?
那我们怎么会心里不会回应神的爱呢？
When our mother and father, when we come into the world, how they show love to us and care for us, do we not respond to them in our love?
当我们的母亲、父亲当把我们带到世上来的时候，他爱护我们，难道我们不会去回应他的爱吗？
In the same way,
一样的道理。
God wants us to show our love to Him because He first loved us.
因为他先爱了我们，所以希望我们也把爱回应给他。
Okay, thank you. Our time is just about up. Just a comment in verse 4 and 5. Jesus says that he must work the works of him that had sent him, and he must do that while it's day. And he said, I'm not going to be with you that long, but as long as I'm with you, I'm the light. I think it's just reference to Jesus knows his time is short. And the application for us,We gotta know our time is short.
所以四五节呢，其实讲到耶稣知道他在地上的时间是短的，其实也告诉我们呢，我们在这地上的时间也是短。
If I said to you, do you know what a bucket list is? Would anybody know what a bucket list is? No.
有一个篮子计划嘛，其实就是一个人应该是在讲一个人一生想做的事情之类的。
That is a term that says some people say I have some things that I want to do before I die.
对，就是我说的这个意思。
Bucket list
就一篮子计划，就是我一个人我死前我有一个计划书我要做的事情。
And so they're usually not the things of God.
一般来说，人不会把属神的事写在上面。
Okay, so. For the Christian, our bucket list is to do the will of God.
对基督徒来说呢，我们这个 bucket list 上只有一个，就是做神的工。
And you do that before you die.
在你死以前呢，是以父的事为念。
Okay, let's pray long you close.
Okay, 我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父啊，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的话语，让我们看见您的本意是爱。看见您唯愿我们都能够在基督里得着救恩，因为您不愿一人失丧，唯愿万人得救。父啊，我们借着这生来瞎眼的瞎子，我们看见您的心是爱，也看见这罪是拦阻我们到您那里去的最大的障碍。父啊，求您光照我们，让我们里面真知道也愿意接受这救恩，成为基督成为我个人的救主，也求您祝福我们一切在这地上的时间， 唯以父的事为念，直到见主面的日子。祷告和感恩奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。